Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, what I want to do is I want to share 10 growth strategies that you can use to grow your network marketing business. Number one is you want to take the long-term view. The truth of the matter is when you start a business, any business, it normally takes a year to figure things out, start making a profit, and it normally takes a few years to get your business off the ground and become successful. So don't look at your business as an immediate solution to today's financial problems. Instead, look at it as a 3, 5, 10-year plan to financial independence or creating a large leverage residual income. Number two, you need to learn how to enroll 2 to 4 people per month every month. The way that you make that happen is you approach 5 people per day. This could be in person, through social media, through email, through texting, but you need to have new conversations with new prospects every day if you want to recruit 2 to 4 business builders per month. This 2 to 4 per month is not customers. It's people who join with the intent of building a business. It doesn't mean they're going to be a rock star or they're actually going to do anything, but they have the desire to build a business and they tell you that they want to build a business. Number three, you need to build up a solid customer base. I recommend you find and maintain 5 to 10 personal customers and you keep that at all times and you teach that in your team. Think about how big your team would be if every distributor had 5 to 10 active personal customers. It would grow in size by 5 to 10-fold just by getting some customers. Customers give you immediate profit. Every business needs customers. You don't need hundreds of personal customers. 5 to 10 is a good benchmark to aim for. Number four, you need to become a leader. If you want to grow a big business, the one thing that matters most is that you act like a leader. You become a leader, you take ownership of your business because a stud does not want to work with a dud. A stud wants to work with a stud. And if you want to attract quality people into your business, you need to become a quality person, a quality leader in your own business. So find a good mentor, work on your leadership skills every day, and become the best leader that you can. Number five, follow a system. If you're brand new, start out with your sponsor or your upline or the company system. Don't reinvent the wheel right out the beginning. But as you learn the ropes, as you become successful, if you want to tweak, edit, or modify the system so that it's better for you and for your team, that's great. Make sure that you give your new team members a system. Keep in mind, most network marketers have never owned a business before. They need a system that they can follow if they're going to be successful. Number six, follow a mentor. This business is a team sport. Do not be a lone wolf. Find someone in your plugged-in upline who has the lifestyle, the rank, and the income that you desire, and humble yourself enough to follow their lead. If you don't have a mentor in your current company, go to YouTube and find a mentor on YouTube or a blog and listen to their advice and implement it in your business. A good mentor will shorten your learning curve. Number seven, focus on your target market. A target market is a group of people most likely to do business with you. If everyone is a prospect, no one is a prospect. So identify the target market or markets that you want to focus on and spend a majority of your time, money, and resources reaching out to people in your target market. This allows you to use what I call a sniper approach rather than a machine gun approach. When you use a machine gun approach, everyone is a prospect. When you use the sniper approach, you're deliberate, you're intentional on who you talk with. Number eight, focus on taprooting. If you're not a great recruiter, focus on helping your team members recruit. If you sponsored 3 people, go help them recruit their warm market and then go help those new people recruit their warm market and then go help those new people recruit their warm market and keep repeating this over and over and over in depth. That really is the secret. You don't have to be a great recruiter to build a big team if you know how to taproot. Number nine, develop 3 to 5 solid lead generation strategies. Without leads, you won't be in business long. You don't need hundreds of ways to get leads, but you do need 3 to 5 good ways to keep your prospect pipeline full. If you only have 1 lead generation strategy, you're 1 bad day away from being out of business. For example, if you use Facebook to get leads and then Facebook shuts you down and that's your only lead generation strategy, what are you going to do? So find and develop and maintain 3 to 5 solid lead generation strategies. And as you can, keep adding new strategies to your portfolio. Number 10, track your results and activity. This is an eye-opener if you actually do it. every day, keep track of how many people you talked to, how many presentations you shared, how many people you followed up with, how many people you signed up, how many new customers you acquired, how much your team grew, what activities you did, and do this every day. This is very eye-opening because you will quickly discover you're probably not doing as much activity on the income-producing activities that you need to be doing. Another great thing about tracking it is if you track it, you can figure out what's working, what's not working, and you can improve it. And also, you can see your progress over a period of 2 months to 12 months, and you can see the major growth that you've had in your business. There's always going to be slow days and slow weeks, slow months, good months. But if you track it, you can improve it, you can watch your growth, you can keep getting better, and you can level up your business. So these are 10 MLM growth strategies that I use, that I recommend. I hope you got some value out of today's training. Feel free to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Also, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help out our channel a lot. I do try to post a new video every day, so make sure you check back often. With that, I hope you have a great day, and thanks for watching.